Welcome to the Kentucky Derby Moments podcast on the Racing Biz Radio. Quick note of thanks to our sponsors, the Maryland Horse Breeders Association, Delaware Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, Maryland Jockey Club, Facig Tipton & Company, Virginia Equine Alliance and the Virginia Thoroughbred Association, and the Maryland Horse Industry Board. Thanks to all. On these podcasts during the coming week, we'll be looking into some people's fondest memories, big wagers, or other Kentucky Derby moments that they recall. Let's start it off this week with Gary Quill of the GQ Approach right here on the Racing Biz. Okay, Gary, so give us a favorite Derby betting coup or score, or just a favorite Derby moment, something memorable from your years, which is, was it close to 50 years by watching the Kentucky Derby now?
Yeah, and fortunately, unfortunately, I have to go pretty far back for probably the combined favorite Derby memory and betting memory, because they combine in both, that it was 1987. I really liked Ali Sheba, and for some reason I liked Bet Twice also. And so watching the race on TV, I see Ali Sheba, Bet Twice is kind of in front, and that's when they straighten out into the stretch, and Ali Sheba clipped heels with the horse in front of him. How he didn't go down, and Chris McCarron, and we didn't have probably the worst Derby disaster ever coming into the stretch is beyond me, but he collected himself. Ali Sheba went outside of Bet Twice and won the Derby with Bet Twice coming in second. And it was a favorite betting memory because I think they were 10-1, 11-1 collectively, and I had the exacta. So it was both a favorite memory because of how Ali Sheba won after the clipping of heels and the fact that it was a nice exacta kind of midway through my Derby interest in horse racing career.
And how much did that exacta pay? Do you remember?
Actually, I think even though they were nice prices, I think it only paid maybe about $148 for two. I can't remember. I don't think it was far from a 20-horse field. And that was before, I think, commingled pulls, per se, and overall simulcasting. So I remember going through that.
And they also used to have the field that you
True. So there was only 14 betting interests.
Right.
There was probably about six horses in the field at that point.
Okay. Anything, I know we've got several days before the Derby. Anything you're looking for this time around?
For some reason, I haven't liked Nyquist as far as a Derby horse. You know, call me old school. You know, his dosage is pretty high, even though visually and on paper, he's the best horse. He's undefeated. And every time a horse has looked him in the eye, he's found another gear to go. I'm just surprised that a lot of other racing experts are kind of in the same camp. It's, you know, I'm amazed that we have an undefeated horse going into the Derby, and everybody's talking him down more than talking him up because they feel that he's not going to get the distance. I think this year, and I hate speed horses in the Derby, but there's so many closers that are going to be in the field. There's only a couple horses that really have speed. You know, you're looking at Dancing Candy and Outwork. Well, you know, Nyquist doesn't have to be on the lead. He can, you know, Gutierrez can just put him even toward the outside, just to their shoulder. And so it wouldn't shock me, one, if Nyquist did win. I wouldn't be cashing. But selfishly, for us being in Maryland and covering the Preakness and being here already, you know, once the Derby's over, hopefully Team Redham and Team O'Neill will follow the same pattern as they did with I'll Have Another a few years ago, and they were in Baltimore like 3 days after the Derby.
So, and that is their plan.
Oh, okay. So
they're bringing a whole bunch of horses up right after the Derby.
And that's great. So if Nyquist would win the Derby, just for those reasons alone, I wouldn't feel so bad that at least we'd have the Derby winner at our, you know, beckoning call a week and a half before the Preakness.
Right. All right, good. Gary Quilt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more Derby moments and for more on the Kentucky Derby all week long, check us out at The Racing Biz, www.theracingbiz.com, the independent voice for Mid-Atlantic racing and breeding. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.